This program is brought to you by the University of Southern Queensland.
So you just found the opportunity of your dreams to own your own small business. You start to build up your clients, start implementing new ideas, and your business is starting to thrive. Then in December 2019, a new virus emerges overseas, but you don't think much of it. Soon the first case arrives in Australia in January and starts spreading like a wildfire. The Australian government then locks down the whole country, leaving you and your business struggling. You can't earn an income, you can't afford to pay rent, and you start wondering how you'll ever survive this financially. 12 months later, things are looking better, but you're still uncertain as to what the future holds. This is exactly what happened to Pete. Pete is the owner and operator of Temple Fitness in Ipswich, a small business that has really struggled in the last 12 months with all the coronavirus restrictions and lockdowns. He's here with me today to discuss how the last 12 to 18 months has really impacted him as a small business owner. Hi Pete, how are you going?
Good, thanks Ashley. How are you?
I'm good, thank you. So you only became the owner of Temple Fitness in November 2019, didn't you?
That's correct.
So obviously we can't predict the future, but nobody ever had any idea that COVID-19 would happen. So as a business owner, how do you feel when you heard that first case of COVID entered Australia?
Didn't think much of it at first. We were aware of it and we were watching the media to see what was happening. And then as the cases started spreading and spreading, we got a little bit more concerned.
Yeah, as more cases started to pop up, Australia went to a state of emergency and a lockdown was coming. From my understanding, you only had 12 hours notice as lockdown occurring, is that right?
That is correct. It was a horrible day. It was on a Sunday night that we got the notification, Sunday afternoon. We had to shut by lunchtime on that Monday.
What were you thinking when you heard those words, lockdown is coming?
Your heart drops. It just falls. And then you start thinking, okay, what do I have to do? Now I've got to start putting members on hold, things like that, and getting things organised so we can actually make it easier when we come back up.
That time must be really stressful for you. What was the hardest thing about trying to maintain the business while under lockdown?
Well, the hardest thing was actually having no income at all during the lockdown. The JobKeeper didn't come in for a little while, so there's quite a long period where there was nothing coming in. And also one of the hardest things was that to enable my staff to be able to get job seeker payments or stuff like that was actually having to terminate them, had to give them a you're sacked letter, so that would speed up the process.
Oh.
But luckily they didn't have to do anything and everyone got through it okay.
So while you were in a lockdown, no one was allowed to enter your gym. So how did you keep your clients with you in your business?
So initially we tried online training. So myself and my trainers would run a class. That was pretty popular to start off with. And then as time progressed, more and more people started dropping off. As the lockdown continued, I think the general population started getting quite disheartened. The numbers started dropping out. We also hired out some of our equipment so people would train. Again, initially they did some training at home, but then all the equipment just started gathering dust.
Do you think they just lost motivation or just...
Yeah, definitely. I think everyone lost motivation because there was no end in sight. I was expecting the lockdown to be about 6 months. Luckily, it was only 3 to 4 months, I think it was. We came back online on June 3.
Oh, yeah?
I agree. I think people were getting quite disheartened by that stage.
Apart from all the negatives of lockdown, were there any positives?
Yes, because we bought the gym... So we took ownership of the gym in November 2019. We had all of their old class structures, which weren't really working so well. We had people who were able to do 3 classes back to back. So that means they weren't actually putting the effort in. So we took the opportunity to actually restructure all of our classes, and that's worked so well.
So once COVID was getting under control and life somewhat returned to normal, and your gym was slowly able to return to normal and had no capacity restrictions, since 2020, we've had some small classes and lockdowns. These weren't as devastating as the big one we had last year, but they still impact your business. How did you cope with these smaller lockdowns?
Okay, so the very first small lockdown was on, I think it was January 3. January for gyms is the busiest period. That's when people have their New Year's resolution. They're going to go, right, I'm going to get fit. I'm going to go sign up at the gym. But they couldn't because we got them locked down. The next one was, I think, in April. Each one of those, we would lose easily 30 to 50% of our income for those 3 days.
Wow.
So it has quite a big effect on us.
So right now there's a pretty big cluster growing in Melbourne. It looks like it might spread in New South Wales. And if it were ever to spread in Queensland and Brisbane went into another lockdown, how do you think your business would survive?
It'd be pretty hard, actually. So I really feel for the people down in Melbourne and Victoria at the moment. It would be pretty hard. Hopefully there would be some government support, like JobKeeper again. But the 2-3 day lockdowns we've had, there was no support from federal or state or even local government. It was pretty much just suck it up and keep going. But if it's an extended one like Victoria's having now, it would hurt us a lot.
Yeah. Now that Australia is starting to vaccinate everyone, we are starting to move back to normality. And what are some of your goals for the future, hoping that we don't go into any more lockdowns or restrictions?
So we're actually going through a rebranding process now. So we're reinvigorating how we look to our members and our future members. We'll probably change some of our classes, keep the ones we have, but add more to it to give a little bit more variety. Mostly just restructuring how we appear to people.
Well, thanks so much, Pete, for sharing your personal story of how COVID-19 has impacted your business. I really do hope the future for you is looking bright and your business starts to thrive again. Thanks for your time, Pete. I really enjoyed hearing your story.
Thank you very much, Ashley.